Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone, to a sub-zero degree when we woke up this morning. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show.
Brought to you by Mountain West.
True straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. I want to start off talking about Ukraine today.
Why not? It's always a good subject, family. On the dinner table.
It's interesting. I think it's fair to say the Conservative Treehouse had an article up today. And if you haven't checked out the Conservative Treehouse, I really recommend it. Basically saying Trump is pulling back the curtain on Zelensky and Ukraine. And the gist of it is what we've been saying, what they've been saying, what pretty much everybody has been saying, just not wanting to deal with it, is so much of this has been an intelligence community thing from the beginning, starting back before when Joe Biden was bribing people. Right. When Samantha Power was over there.
Right.
Instigating rebellion and coup and things like that.
Victoria Nuland.
Exactly. All of that. And then they use it to target Donald Trump. I mean, the whole thing, the war, has been an intelligence operation involving globalists in Europe, pretty much willing deep state people. When you say it was, it's basically a deep state war. There was no need for this war except the deep state wanted it.
Well, it's a wag the dog deal.
Yes.
Other than the fact that, you know, 1.5 million people are dead or badly wounded. I mean, other than that little, you know, hiccup.
And it's a kind of war that as Donald Trump kept saying throughout his candidacy, you could end this war in like a day, right? And which would be as soon as the United States said, oh, by the way, we're not going to pay for it, which the United States has done. Meanwhile, Europe, Macron and those guys had their little meeting the other day, to respond to the emergency that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump have set up. And basically they said, well, we don't think they're being very nice to us. I mean, it was a useless meeting, right? They have no power. They're like saying, wait, you want us to pay for stuff? No, that's not good. We're not going to pay for stuff. That's ludicrous.
We'll send an army of European. Oh, no, you guys don't want to do that? Oh.
It was just, it showed the complete hypocrisy, impotence, and just the stupidity of the whole thing, right? In the meantime, Zelensky has been launching his own PR since Donald Trump through Marco Rubio and the Russian people met in Saudi Arabia, I think, right? Okay. And so they're talking on ending the war. Now, Zelensky was mad because he didn't get invited. I saw a Babylon Bee that said he could come, but he had to sit at the kids' table. But as Trump pointed out, he had 3.5 years to deal with this, and he didn't, because the key is he didn't want to deal with it. And the reason the war has dragged on is because everyone wants it to, except Donald Trump and the American public, who are paying for it, right?
And that's only half of America. We got lots of people. Now, the Lindsey Graham's there. He's behind him. 100% with his testosterone.
Mike Pence is concerned.
Mike Pence is back there. You don't want to piss off Mike Pence.
No. I mean, and it's ridiculous. And so Trump, Zelensky said, well, Trump is in this Russia-induced bubble. Trump points out that, I didn't realize this, half the money, the billions and billions of dollars the United States has sent to Ukraine can't account for.
Well, it was interesting because Tucker Carlson says, you know, he was over in ski resort over in Switzerland. He said, most of the people are Ukrainians. He said, you couldn't believe, they were buying everything. They were partying it up. Did the whole place were Ukrainians. He said, really? They really were, you know, they've got more to, you know, they're spending our billions happily.
Right. I mean, when he says they can't account for it, what I think that means is it's not like I don't know what slipped through the cracks or something like that. I think what he means is that it was they don't have it because it all got kind of filtered back into congressional and pockets and things like that, right? It was just this whole gravy train into the military industrial complex. So anyway, so Trump and Zelensky are kind of trading barbs. Zelensky said Trump is in this Russia-induced bubble. Trump called Zelensky
A
a
dictator,
dictator,
which really hurt his feelings.
which hurt his feelings, and said, "Hey, why don't you hold an election, by the way?" Right? He was asked by the media, which the only reason they're for the war in Ukraine is they're the puppets of the Democrat Party and the deep state, and the fact that Donald Trump wants to end it, now they want to continue it.
Well, they've always been on the war train for a long
Right.
time. It's more fun to prop up a war than kind of tear it down.
Right. And so they were trying to attack Trump. And Doug, if we could please play, so Trump responds to this, if we could please play the Trump on Ukraine soundbite.
Situation where we haven't had elections in Ukraine, where we have martial law, essentially martial law in Ukraine, where the leader in Ukraine, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's down at 4% approval rating, and where a country has been blown to smithereens. You got most of the cities are laying on their sides. The buildings are collapsed. It looks like a massive demolition site. I mean, so many of the cities. I mean, they haven't done it in Kiev because I guess they don't want to shoot too many rockets in there. They've done it 20%, but they haven't done it 100%. If they wanted to do it 100%, it would probably happen very quickly. But you have cities that are absolutely decimated. And yeah, I would say that, when they want a seat at the table, you could say the people have to, wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to say, it's been a long time since we've had an election. That's not a Russia thing. That's something coming from me and coming from many other countries also.
They were trying to say, well, this is Russia is manipulating. I mean, that's their thing, right? Russia's manipulating Donald Trump.
Through TikTok.
Through TikTok, through China. So
Techno.
we'll see. So sooner, I think they're going to get peace, basically, or at least an agreement.
I don't know, they are going to get peace.
Well, not peace, but.
I mean, basically, Russia is continuing at this snail's pace of a few dead people here, a few dead people there. There's never been a slow war. World War I was just a fast track thing compared to this thing.
But if the United States says we're not going to send any more money, which is what he said, then it kind of
Well,
ends, right? No
maybe.
one else is paying for it.
Well,
Ukraine isn't paying for it. Europe isn't paying for it. What are they going to
they may
fight for?
find the other hundred, other half of the hundred
No,
billion.
because that's in Senate pockets, right? They're not going
Well,
to send it
they
back.
keep it back.
They're all like, okay, they're all moving. They're all the CIA, all these people who are hiding from DOGE are trying to
They
launch the next
ever.
war, right? They're trying to find some other war. And
Yeah, well, you know.
so that's what's.
Never easy when you're looking for a war. You'd think it would be, but not.
No, but I think it's a bad PR move for Zelensky to attack Trump. I think
Well,
he
what
is.
choice does he have?
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I'd be trying to get. He's probably trying to get the money. But it is. It's
Well,
interesting.
I'm sure he's got a little stashed away
Yeah.
in a couple little Caribbean
He'll
islands.
be just fine. So we'll see what will happen there. But it looks like that is again, Trump has said, no, we're gonna have a peace agreement, right? And I think once they pulled the money away from Zelensky, he's going to be forced to. Russia, in its own way, is probably happy to. And it's just a matter of now doing it. In Europe, everybody's stamping their feet and they're gnashing their teeth, and Zelensky's going, oh, Putin puppet, and basically like no one cares anymore. Even the polls show the American people now. It was like a minute, like 10% or 15%, something like that. Previous and a couple of years ago, thought the United States was doing too much in Ukraine. Now, almost half the people they interviewed did, right? People are like, this is
And
ridiculous.
who are the other half? I mean,
Yeah, but those are Democrats. So, I
let's give more money.
want to talk about something else, though, too. Ian, did you have anything else on Ukraine?
Nope.
Okay. You watch more of this than I did. So,
I watch it all.
Elon Musk and Donald Trump were interviewed by Sean Hannity. Last night, which was interesting. Well, you give your general impression of
Oh,
it.
go ahead. You
My
do first.
general impression is that both Donald Trump and Elon Musk are having like way too much fun these days. They both thoroughly seem to, and Jacob will get you here in a second, they both thoroughly seem to be enjoying themselves.
Yes.
Sean Hannity, my other general impression, he should not be allowed to interview anyone ever.
He doesn't interview
He
him.
doesn't. He just drones on. If
The
you
monologue, isn't that true? Followed by, isn't that true?
That's right. And then he asks a question, then he doesn't actually really kind of follow up
No, and he
sometimes.
doesn't follow. In fact, he
And he
doesn't
doesn't.
even hear it. He doesn't even really hear it because he goes on to some other subject.
Right.
These days, he is the world's worst, and easily the world's worst interviewer, because he doesn't interview the person. He just gives this endless monologue that, don't they agree with whatever he's
Right.
saying? And then he adds, and you're not going to do all the awful things that your opponents, you promise you won't do those things? Because we're not sure. You may want to do them. I mean,
Yeah, it's Sean Hannity. He's the worst interviewer. The other thing I thought was kind of interesting that just struck me is Elon Musk, I think, is a smart guy. Donald Trump did most of the talking. And
yeah, but Elon
Elon
is.
Musk, if he didn't, it wasn't like 80-20, but I think if you're Elon Musk, he's probably sensitive. It's like, you wouldn't want to interrupt. He didn't interrupt Donald Trump. Sean Hannity interrupted
Right,
everybody, but
right.
Elon Musk didn't.
And Elon Musk had his tech support T-shirt on, which that's what I do. I give the president tech support. He wants to carry out a executive order. Well, then, he says, okay, don't put illegal immigrants into luxury hotels in New York. And he signs the executive order, and everybody could care less, right? So DOGE has to go, no, you're not transferring any more money to have illegals in hotels. Oh, come on.
Pam Bondi claws it back. Here we go. Hey, Jacob, you got your hand raised. I don't know if you, I think, did you want to talk about, had a comment on Ukraine or something else
No,
altogether?
no. I'm not the fastest or smartest person in the world, but the eggs, what are they? Triple in price, quadruple in price over the last 8 months, 6, 8 months. Yet the price of chicken has not moved one bit. So is the bird flu only attacking the egg-laying hens, or is this whole thing a fraud?
I was reading a thing, and I have to admit, I'm not up. And that's a really good point, Jacob. I think that, again, I'm not up on chickens all that much, but I think that you have kind of two kinds of chickens. You have some chickens that lay eggs, right? And I don't think those chickens get slaughtered. I think they just lay eggs and then die, right? And then you have other chickens, I think, that are bred for slaughter. And I've seen some of these operations, and I will tell you, don't ever go see it or you won't want to eat chicken again. But you're right. I mean, I was reading a thing that said that apparently the avian flu is caused by, it's transmitted by flying birds, right? And it was, this article was
Well,
pointing
you
out.
can't, our chickens. Yeah, right.
And that was saying, so, those chickens don't fly. So why do you have to kill all of
Billions
the,
of them.
yeah, billions and billions of chickens if they find it? So I'm just going to go, Jacob, with like recent experience with the government and say it's a fraud. I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's a fraud.
Yeah.
I think he was, I think Biden back in November or October was telling the chicken hatcheries or whatever, you vote for me and meanwhile I'll turn around and make you a lot more money. Because I don't see avian flu saying to one chicken yes and to the other chicken no.
Well,
They're the
exactly.
same species.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's a little suspicious when Hunter went out there and he was talking about putting getting the market. I said he was gonna, corner the market.
For real? Oh, I was like, what? I mean, you wouldn't put it past the Biden family. Well, look at just kind of changing gears here a little bit, but we can be kind of
Okay,
all over
bye.
the place today. Okay, bye, Jacob. You look at this, Alex Berenson, again on Substack, has been doing, he first wrote about this back in December, and now he's writing about it more. So here's why I think never believe the government. He is talking about a Yale study now that is essentially finding, now relatively in a relatively small group of people, but noticeable, right, for a sample, that the people who had the COVID vaccine are having essentially, it's doing to their bodies and their body's immune system the same thing that HIV does or AIDS does, right? It's destroying T cells and I don't know the all the biological terms for it, but there is increasing evidence that at least for some people, the COVID vaccines, particularly the mRNA ones, that they caused long-term and ongoing negative impacts on the body's autoimmune system. And again, kind of like AIDS, like HIV, essentially it's destroyed it, right? And it's talking about, and now this is a Yale study. And he's saying, you know, remember once again, that we gave all those pharmaceutical companies, you know, they can't be sued for any of this, but it really is starting to look, I mean, number one, it's making me really glad that I didn't ever get the COVID vaccine. But if you did, I mean, it's the damage. Who knows, you know?
Well, I mean, it really is amazing. I must admit, part of that, you know, we don't believe anything the government. When you say, well, there's a study out of Yale, you go, oh.
But this is a study out of Yale, though, that is saying, hey, look.
I know, but any study now, you figure it's crooked. I mean, you just go, yeah, great. It's a crooked one on our behalf, but it's still a crooked, you know, one more study. It's like a, you know, if you're a lawyer, a trial lawyer, you get experts. Well, you know, you can find an expert for virtually anything. Not that some of them are very, and here's the worst part. Some of the biggest, worst, most corrupt experts are the best at trial. They're great.
Oh, yeah.
Great explaining. The juries, you know, go with them and stuff. You know, you can try to impeach them with, you know, saying, oh, you really didn't write that many articles or this. But it's, man, I mean, there's some people who are shitty experts, but are great expert witnesses.
But they'll never go to trial here because they have immunity, right? I mean, when you think of, I think that once we're done exposing all the government financial fraud and corruption, I think that hopefully the Trump administration will start taking a look at what was done with these COVID vaccines. Because I think, and that's going to be a hard one because there are going to be a lot of people who don't want to admit. Right. I mean,
well,
you know, you don't want to know.
Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, too. But, you know, and now you've got RFK Jr. Saying instead of making a big deal saying he promised he wouldn't go after the childhood vaccine schedule. And apparently he's saying he wants to investigate it. And he should. When you look at the childhood vaccine schedule,
shooting those kids up. I mean, they're in a shooting gallery. They might as well be in a harm reduction center.
Well, and it's, I mean, they add diseases and vaccinations all the time.
Well, how about
right?
For us, or for us old people? You see all these people going, you could get WTT. You don't know. You know what WTT does to you? Well, you take this shot and you won't get WTT. Take it along with your booster. Take it along with your flu shot. I used to take a flu shot every year going,
I never did. No, I was
I've
always been a conspiracy
theorist. She's smart. And I go, oh, yeah, I'm being a responsible human being.
But, Rev, it's interesting. And I'm glad he's looking at it, right? Because, again, you have COVID, and we all just so happily said, well, it's the medical community, right? They would do no harm, right?
Right.
And then it's, no, they're totally willing.
Why first?
Right.
Collect the check later.
Yeah, and ivermectin will kill you. You need to get the vaccine. Masks work. All of that, right? I don't believe any of it anymore. And you look at, Kennedy was saying, and it's true, I mean, I had the measles and I had the mumps, right? Everyone had the measles and mumps. And then we all, granted, there are some people who get very, very sick, but you got to wonder, what do the vaccines do? And I know we're kind of going through that. Rev is now, he's going to be 14, but going into a new high school. The last time we were there, they're like, do you want the COVID shot? I'm like, no. They're like, do you want the flu shot? I said, no. And then they said, I forget what the exact vaccine is, but essentially it's for sexually transmitted disease, mostly women get, right? And at the time I was like, well, he's 12. So I think I need to do some research on that before.
Oh,
right?
Julie? Can I say something?
Yeah.
I just read something on Twitter. It said that Big Pharma pulled a bait and switch on Trump. Pharma sold and Trump bought a vaccine, an inoculation. But what Pharma delivered was not an inoculation. Uh-huh. And they called it a vaccine because CDC changed the definition of vaccine for them. Therefore, well, this person thinks that immunity should be revoked on these vaccines.
Oh.
But see, that's why I never could understand why Trump was so on board with it. But the first thing that came out really was an inoculation, and that's what he was on board with. But then they got into the mRNA, you know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Well, maybe, hopefully, they can figure it out. You know, and hopefully, I think what'll really scrunch them is if they pass a law that says they can't, which they probably can't, but you can't have all these pharmaceutical ads on TV, right?
Well, you can do that anywhere else in the world. There's no other country that allows pharmacies to peddle their potions.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing too is on this chicken thing is that some are saying that's kind of the a way to get into vaccinating chickens because
yes.
they're already vaccinating fish, and so I think maybe the pharma industry is wanting to open up a new market.
Good
into
point, Charlie.
Chicken vaccinations and animal vaccinations because I think mothers are saying you're not vaccinating my kid anymore.
Right. Well, and they're vaccinating cows, right? And isn't the person behind and they don't want them to get malaria, right? They're doing all that. And isn't Bill Gates? Doesn't
they're
the Gates Foundation fund a lot of that? Right. And isn't I was going to say Bill Gates funds all of that. And isn't Bill Gates one of those guys who says there's way too much overpopulation?
Yes.
Right. That we have way too many people. So it's not like, do we really want to be trusting a guy giving us vaccinations who sincerely believes that there are too many of us? It's like,
yeah, well, I just think they're, you know, if nothing else, they're just wanting to expand the market for vaccinations. And so they're going into animals now and they're creating crisis, you know, like the egg crisis.
Exactly.
We won't have you shut up.
That's right. We won't get our dog shot. No, Charlene, that's an excellent point. Thank you. Good point there.
Okay. Thanks.
And Dr. Donna, you're saying when I was talking about Revzex in the HPV, yeah, that's what it was. And it's kind of like, yeah, vaccines for everything now. And number one, they don't last because I remember Jenny was vaccinated for whooping cough, as was I. And then we all got it because they wear off.
Well, I got the shingles one. I said, okay. And they said, you can't have it till you're 55. And you go, why can't I have it to 55? Because it doesn't last very long.
Yeah.
You know, by the time you get to 60, you know, it won't work anymore.
That's right.
Oh, wow. That's
and here's my free, don't sue me, but health advice. And if you do get shingles or cold sores, you know what really works really well is lemon balm. Just get some lemon balm ointment and that takes care of everything way more than any vaccine. But anyway, so that's what's going on. It's just interesting to me.
Lemon balm?
Lemon balm. Yep. Well, homeopathic stuff, right? Dr. Donna would probably know about that kind of thing.
Dr. Donna, she's really gone over the edge now.
I know. Don't
get shingles and put lemon balm on it. I mean, come on.
Don't. That's true. I would not. She says yes. I would not in general take. I used to say when they would at the TV station send us out to do financial stories on Wall Street or something. It's like if you actually know so little that you're taking advice from a Fox 31 reporter and a 2-minute TV report, you're in bad shape.
Well, here's my problem. Here's my problem. I've got a good friend who thinks he's a doctor. I'm going to call him Dr. So-and-so, Dr. D. And he's very well-read, highly articulate, has a strong opinion on any subject, and is occasionally right. So he was telling me, you got to take methylene blue. You got to take it. And I go, why do I have to take methylene blue? You know, So apparently I bought a bottle of it, you know, a couple of years ago, but stopped using it after a while. And then I wake up this morning, turn on the computer. Robert Kennedy is on a plane doing methylene blue. He's just, now everybody, you can't get methylene blue anymore.
Dr. Donna says methylene blue is nice. Yes.
Yeah. It's everybody. I mean, it solves everything. You know, it isn't in one of those that are just attack shingles or anything. Every ailment you have.
She's been taking it for years.
Who? Oh, Dr. Donna?
Dr. Donna.
God damn it. See, it's just awful. Just awful.
No, it's good. Anyway, so that's, I think, the
chlordoxine? How about chlordoxine? I mean, that's a.
And from Jacob, this is true. Two of the 150-year-old Social Security recipients are Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. That's true. And Dianne Feinstein. Back to the Musk interview, though. Because we have that. So that was kind of my thing. But you do get the impression when you listen to Elon Musk talk, the guy is like bright. And that's what Donald Trump said too. The guy is like bright. And he's like, I can figure out how to do that. And then he does it, you know? And
just the opposite, Trump. No big bombast, no big, you know, can you get those two people back that are stuck out in space? And he said, yeah, you know, every time we've gone up there, we've had success. You know, just very low key, not,
right.
We will return the, you know, just, you know, all other trips just to go up and provide additional supplies or make repairs have been very successful. So I think we can do it.
Well, and I think it's interesting. They did talk about the fact that the media is trying to drive a wedge in it, clearly. And Trump was pretty funny on that, where he said, they're just so bad at it.
Yeah, I used to
He
think they're
said,
great at this, but
he said they're
they
just
really
awful.
aren't.
They're just so awful that we don't pay any
It's so
attention to it.
obvious.
And Musk was kind of funny, because I think he was not particularly active in the political world. And he was saying he completely underestimated Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh.
Doug, if we could please play the Musk soundbite.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be adored by the left, you know.
Not anymore.
Less so these
He
days.
killed that, huh?
I mean, less.
I really did it.
Well, I mean, it's this whole sort of like, you know, they call it like Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, you don't realize how real this is until, like, you can't reason with people. I was at a friend's birthday party in LA, just a birthday dinner. And it was like a nice, quiet dinner, and everyone was behaving normally. And I happened to mention, this is before the election, like a month or two before, I happened to mention the president's name. And it was like they got shot with a dart in the jugular that contained like methamphetamine and rabies, okay? And I'm like, why? And I'm like, guys, like, you can't have like a normal conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like they become completely irrational.
I would think liberals.
Well, and which is true. I love it, like a shot in the neck with methamphetamine and rabies,
That's a great
which is
line.
true too, because Chuck watches MSNBC and they're like hysterical. No matter what it is, it's like their heads are exploding, they're hysterical, and there's so much to be hysterical about, they can't even keep up. And the fact that no one even watches them anymore, pays attention to them, is making them even more hysterical.
And Rachel Maddow's 100-day thing is starting to wind down. Not only Trump's committed, but she's only committed to it for 100 days. And once she, doesn't do it, only does it Mondays, MSNBC tanks. I mean, she's the
Oh,
only
they make her
interesting
stay
one.
longer to save
Well, they're gonna have
America.
to tie her to the desk or something. But all the rest of them are awful. They're terrible to listen to. And she's fun. She's bright. She lies. And occasionally admits when she lies, and other times she doesn't. But she's fun and intelligent. And so I like to watch her just after watching Jesse Walters or something,
Waters.
Waters.
It's scary though. The overwhelming impression I had, and this is why the Democrats, I think, are screwed on so many levels too, is you saw Musk. I mean, Musk and Trump, they're clearly enjoying themselves doing this, and they have fun with it. They have a sense of humor about it. The Democrats keep talking about whatever crisis and all this, horrible, horrible stuff. The Denver Post is losing its mind, saying people today were going to be protesting outside of national parks over potential firings. It's like, what? Number one, those people are all bought and paid for. We know that now, right? We talked about that at the last show, Tides Foundation. They're no like actual
Oh, that's a
real,
different
I mean, maybe
some schmuck,
somebody
some diseased person.
one of those Highland Moms or something like that
Yeah,
is going out there. But
the Highland Mom Warriors.
in the meantime, and this is what I submit to, when you read, like, I think most people are, as the polls have shown, are happy with what Trump and Musk are doing. And I think most people have been like, okay, voted. They seem to have it under control. I'm now going to go back to my own life and my own world and the things I have to worry about. And the reason I say that is before the election, when you look at the Daily Mail or New York Post, more the Daily Mail, which are total just clickbait articles, right? I mean, Meghan Markle is every place. And if they can work JonBenet Ramsey and ever they do, they are having fewer and fewer articles about Trump and fewer lead articles about Trump, which says to me that people aren't clicking at it anymore because people are basically happy. People are like, Trump's doing his job. I trust him. Now I'm going back to my world. And if you're the Democrat and you're trying to scream and your head's exploding and you're trying to raise this hysteria, no one is paying attention
Well, that's
anymore.
why Elon Musk is going to be so sorry he did that, because it used to be you attacked the advisors to the king. You didn't attack the king directly. You always went after the advisors, and then you eventually got to the king. But Trump was always the maggot point for every hour there was. And some people are slowing down, so they go, okay, let's get this other guy. I mean, let's look at his weird love life.
And Elon Musk is great there. He doesn't care, and that's good. If you're the world's wealthiest man, and no one is hiring Elon Musk to give them dating advice or parental advice, right? So he just can keep on doing what he's doing, and his people are so busy finding fraud.
I mean, this doesn't matter, but I assume, just, being an old school kind of guy, This social influencer got together with Elon and told him how hot he was, and they have sex. And then he all of a sudden says, "Oh," she says, "I have a baby." No, he does an IVF on her, and you go, "What?" it's just
Well, he's kind of anti-Bill Gates. He believes in populating the world, I
well,
think.
he's gonna we're gonna have
A lot of,
billions of people
hey,
generations down that are
a bunch of
related.
Elon Musk kids than Joe Biden, you
Well,
know.
I hope he does high IQ sluts, because
Hey.
hey, don't call those women sluts. They're
Well,
wonderful people.
they are.
What are they? Well, okay. And the
Transactional.
difference?
I think sluts are free.
No, I don't think they are.
Well, at any rate, wanted to talk about something else that's going on right now too, just to keep in mind. In Colorado, the Democrats have tried this, the Democrat legislature, and we'll get to the gun bill in a second. But there's a bill they're talking about today, Senate Bill 25086. What this is essentially it's a yet again a progressive plan to control social media. It sets up all kinds of requirements for social media. They have, and basically what it does is it requires them to monitor social media posts and to establish guidelines and then report to law enforcement
Yeah, thank God.
anybody who violates these things, right? And it's all, again, I mean, the Democrats get that they've lost control of social media. So this is yet another time. And of course, they're doing it for the children, right? It's to protect the children, right? Who maybe they should just look at the schools. But what I wanted to point out, it is totally Dr. Donna Big Brother. What I wanted to point out is there are two rhinos who are co-sponsoring the legislation. Senator Lisa Frizzell, okay, from Castle Rock, and then Representative Anthony Hartsook on the House side. Now they've tried this kind of thing before, and it always kind of goes down. It gets bogged down, and that by the end of the session with all kinds of amendments and stuff like that. But my question to these Republicans are, what the frick? You know, why on earth are you? We finally are getting out from under the censorship industrial complex. Why are you sponsoring or co-sponsoring a bill that would create even more so, and make it, you know, make him have to report? You, I don't get it. Well, it's the Republican
That's,
Party,
I
isn't
just
it?
want to
It's
do
like,
something. I don't want to hear just be negative. I want to join in. So, I mean, why? Down the legislature, there's seven good ones on the Republican side. There's only maybe 17 altogether. Maybe there's more than that. But it's just disgusting. And those two elected people are just disgusting to sign on to those bills. But Republicans, down there, by and large, like Rose Puglisi, what a nice person. What an awful, awful, awful politician she
she
is.
hasn't done anything awful yet, though, this session.
Oh, she will, I promise you. I promise you, little Rose will do something really, really awful. And she had the temerity, we've heard, complained that Rhino Watch, the beloved Rhino Watch, had called her a rhino. And she couldn't believe it. How dare they? How dare they call her a rhino? And I don't know, maybe Rhino Watch can reply, but it's kind of like, well, because she's a rhino,
no, there was that.
could that be the reason they call you a rhino?
It's like, you know, Democrats, the Republicans are so outgunned at the legislature that it's just to me, and as Dr. Donna said, that's the parents' responsibility. Exactly. And again, it has nothing to do with actually protecting kids, right? It just wants to force social media companies to make up guidelines. They've been trying this for years. They were going to have Kyle Clark. Remember, he was going to be on some task force for media
Yes,
responsibility.
that's
That's
right.
all this
They
is
teach that. They
right.
teach it to them.
Right. They want to, since they've lost control of social media, they want to try to limit it and then make it criminal and have them report you if they don't like what you're saying, right?
And kind of related to that, on 60 Minutes, they did one on the German police going out and getting people who have listed mimes, said things that
Memes.
memes, saying they don't like Afghan refugees or something, and they
Right.
followed them in the police car for a ride along,
Right.
and then they do interviews and they say,
CBS,
"Well,
yeah.
what are these people? They don't view any people who got arrested. They don't view any opponents of it. They just interview the enforcement arm of it."
Yeah, and I
And
gotta think that genie is out of the bottle, at least for the next 4 years,
not
right?
North Germany, it's not, or
No.
Germany, and so they kind of go, "Well, what do these people say?" And they say, "Well, I didn't know this would be illegal. Don't I have free speech? You say, yeah, you do have free speech, but you also have. And then, you know, and the guy said, look at this one. We fined this poor woman. She's 84 years old, $3,000 fine. And he didn't say 84, but and the 60 minutes for, oh, that's no parking ticket, is it, Noggle? No. We screwed her unbelievably.
60 minutes for that. And then also in the legislature, this one does look like it's going to pass, is one of the most restrictive gun bills in the country.
Fox News.
Yeah, it's even on Fox News. It's a gun bill. It rolled through the Senate. It's back in the House, I think. And from all I can tell, Polis has indicated he's going to sign it.
He said, as long as you have, you know, my carve out, and the carve out is if you spend the next 5 years trying to get some kind of certificate from the state,
right?
You can actually have a gun.
Well, and it's what it, and you know, and I don't want to get too much into detail because it's they're still working on it. But essentially, what it does is bans most semi-automatic. You can still possess them, but you can't purchase them anymore from going forward. Right. Anything that has what a magazine with over 15, it has to be 15 or under. And from what
under
I gather,
15.
Under 15, they don't make them. Right. So it's so essentially.
Yeah, well, they don't make them. So, you know, good luck on buying one.
No. Now, the last time the Democrats had this kind of overreach, people got recalled, but they apparently do not care about that this time.
Nope. Just keep on going.
And they said you can apply for an exception so you can get some.
But it's incredible. Amount
oh,
of
yeah. You have to take
classes,
like, it's like you have to get a PhD in Democrat
yeah.
policies.
Oh,
like
my
literally.
God, it's unbelievable.
Well, not literally. But yeah. So that's going on at the legislature. And we'll keep an eye on that and see. But it is kind of every time we talk to Scott Bottom, or Ken DeGraff or Brandy Bradley, they're just like, oh, we can just fight. We can just keep fighting. So
against their own.
Yeah, exactly. From Kieran Cattling, there's really only two possibilities for these rhinos in the state legislature. One, they're new and incredibly gullible, or two, somebody came to them with some deep state cash to do the right thing. Kieran, I'm going to go with two. Both of these people have been around for a while. And I was trying to figure out, yeah, who would be paying them? But clearly somebody is. And my guess is there's some kind of NGO or some for, you know, for children and social media. But again, anytime you see this for the children, you know that that's a scam. And again, all it's, they've tried this because I was doing some research on it. Every, you know, they keep trying it and it's never, I mean, it kind of passes sometimes in an extremely watered down
right.
version. And, you know, to me, you know, if you're a Democrat, okay, this is what you do. But if you're a rhino Republican, you need to knock this off, right? We do not want the government, particularly in Colorado, the way it's controlled by the progressive Democrats, telling us what we can or cannot post on social media. I mean, we've been there, right? We know. Can't post about COVID. Can't post about trans things. Can't post about Christian things. You can't, I mean, you
can't
post about anything.
Ukraine,
yeah.
Of the war.
You know, I mean, we know where this goes. So the fact that some Republicans are, I think you're right, bought and paid, because I don't think they're stupid.
I think they are stupid. And that's
and
what, that's one of the ones you hope they're paid. I mean, you know,
yeah.
You just hope they're paid. I mean, it'd just be so pathetic if they did this voluntarily.
Yeah. But, you know, though, too, this is why I'm hopeful. Things, in a way, I think it was almost good that Trump lost in 2020 because people saw how awful it got. And then, like, please. And so
and
now he's
gave,
here.
It gave the Heritage Foundation and a lot of other bright people 4 years. So when he came in this time, they were raring to go. And then he kind of stumbled onto Elon Musk. And then Elon Musk, oh, let me bring these brainaholics in and we'll figure out everything.
And I'm hoping that something like that may happen in Colorado when we have this kind of stuff. Well, and things are happening. The Denver Post had yet another story about a restaurant that's closing. This one is called Benzina. It's at like East Colfax, kind of east of Colorado Boulevard. It was a pizza place, right? It had been there for 4 years. And here's what the owner had to say. He said, the city and state are making it impossible for a single owner to make it in Denver. He talked about the minimum wage, the cost of food, the rent, and the property taxes. He said, all of the regulations, the minimum wage, everything, are making it impossible if you're a single owner to have and operate a restaurant in Denver.
Sure, it's single or not. It's the money you have.
Well, he's talking about, I mean, he said, if you're a corporation, he said, pretty soon it's going to be like, these aren't his words, but it's all going to be like Chili's, right? Because he said,
we'll drive Chili's out.
Well, yeah, exactly. And he said, he hopes the city and state wake up before it's too late. I think it's going to get worse before it's better. But the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, you guys did a whole series on all of the restaurants and businesses that have had to close
Yeah,
in
about a
Denver.
quarter of the restaurants are all, flying out the door. And of course, the city is doing as much as it can to help them out the door. It's an amazingly dysfunctional city where, the mayor's, all the mayor's concentration, with one exception, has been on the homeless and on the newcomers. And the 99.5% of the rest of the population, needs, desires, everything else are ignored,
Right.
other than a, a hickety bureaucracy that moves with the light of molasses. I mean, it's just the cities, and you walk downtown and it's, oh,
Well, they
great.
want to have more bonds to, like, kind of promote the 16th Street Mall. Here's from Dr. Donna saying there was dark money to get Lynch elected, and possibly it remained through his term as he received an F on his voting record. And then who would manage it? Polis managing a Colorado Doge. Yeah, hopefully that's a problem. And Karen says if Colorado's to be saved, it needs a baby Trump to start now. Maybe Musk or Trump could recommend somebody. Yeah, I don't know who. And I think right now all you can do is call it out. But back to what you're saying with Denver. So not only are they driving all of the businesses out, not only is crime up, even though the mayor tries to tell you it's not up, it is up.
It's all those imaginary criminals
Those
after
imaginary
work.
criminals. That's right. Mayor Johnston has to go testify before Congress in a couple of weeks. And this is fun. They're paying an outside law firm $2 million to handle the congressional inquiry. Now, what would they be doing? I mean, they're just saying they're looking at Denver being a sanctuary city, which it is. So what do they need to spend $2 million for? And what do they need
Oh,
an
give them a
outside law
break.
firm for? They've got city attorneys.
Oh, no.
Is that what do you make of that?
I think it's great. I just need. I can you imagine getting that contract? I mean, ooh, 2 million. How
What
about it?
do you do? Say, I mean, here's a
Well, you get them ready for testimony. You tell them, what all the various inquisitors, what their deal is. You try to see what he could be charged with potentially, and how to avoid that trap, how to answer, the questions. But all those college professors all had $2 million firms behind them. And it was a disaster. So,
Oh, the ones with Yale where they were talking
yeah.
about. Well, here the problem that he has is Denver is a sanctuary city, right? It's
Yeah.
like it's like, and he's not. I don't think right now. Well, I mean, Trump is doing things, but it's a sanctuary city. I don't know why he needs. My guess is that this is actually just a PR firm that's going to help him with his
Yeah.
next mayoral or gubernatorial campaign, right? That's they're calling themselves lawyer, but it's not. Was somebody trying to weigh in there, Jacob? Somebody or? No, from Charlene, they have friends that need money. They contribute to their campaign next time. Exactly, Charlene. It's like, and what? Now I'm just going to go on a limb here. I gotta wonder if it's Brownstein. I don't know what the outside law firm would be, but again, he's got city attorneys. What does he need? And $2 million. How do they know it's going to cost $2 million? I
It's
mean,
not going to. That's where they.
well, yeah,
That's
good
why they
point.
paid him 2 million. It's going to cost 2 million. It'd been 4 million.
A good point. If it was going to be, yeah, exactly. Or it's probably going to cost like $10. He's going to go there, and I don't even know. It's not like he's under. I mean, being a, it's a congressional inquiry. It's not really a congressional investigation. I mean, yeah. So, well, what else? I mean, do you think? I think that Colorado, I will say this, is a ways from being saved, and that's because of Denver.
Oh,
I think.
wait.
I don't think it's going to happen
Anytime soon.
anytime soon. I mean, I in the next because of Denver, I think there are a lot of places in Colorado that are reasonable and rational. But I think you have these Denver from Dr. Don. I thought Denver is attempting to allow taxpayers to pay for legal representation for illegals. Fort Collins does that. Oh, I think so. I mean, I think Denver, if you're an illegal, you have way more rights in
You
Denver.
have the same firm that's defending the thing for $2 million.
Right.
They get full representation, and so it's just so sad, and it's not going to change. Would take is somebody willing to put millions in and do ballot harvesting,
Yep.
and they we're nowhere near that. I love the people. Hey, so and so is going to run for governor. You go, whoa, what good is that going to do to him? I mean, oh, I ran a campaign and I got 31% of the vote. That'll show you.
Well, I'm glad Scott Bottoms is running, right? I mean, somebody has to. I mean, I understand what you're saying,
Scott
but
Bottoms is
you,
great, but
somebody
it's,
has to run. You
well,
know, it's,
no, it's
if
just
I don't
putting.
listen to Chuck, if anyone listened to Chuck, we wouldn't have any Republican candidates. It's
It
like,
shouldn't have
at
any.
least you can,
Who
you know.
cares?
No, I mean, I think it's, I don't think this election a Republican could win. I think it's got to get worse in Denver before, do you know what I mean? Before the people of Denver start saying, hey, wait a minute, what are we doing? And even then, I think you're just going to get more moderate Democrats. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I think Phil Weiser is running for governor. I think other Democrats are going to come up. But you would hope that maybe a businessman type would come up. They always do, but they always then lose, right?
Anita Tranny.
From Charlene, Elon's need to set up a leadership program and fund patriot candidates. Yeah, Dr. Donner said, yeah, you can't leave that seat unchallenged. I agree.
Why not? Then become a minority party. You're not subject to all their stupid rules and stuff. A lot of good things by not running somebody.
Well, how do you mean?
You got to get 10% of the vote in the gubernatorial one to be considered a major party. If you're a major party, they pay, for some things for you. But basically, you become subject to all their rules and regulations. And of course, they just torture the Republican. They're all meant to torture the Republican Party. So if the Republican Party wasn't a major party, as a minor party, it would have an amazing amount of discretion to do what it wanted to do.
But it wouldn't have anyone. How? But if you're not fielding a candidate, what would be the point?
Because you can run all the other positions.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Oh, because it only is based on what the governor position is.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Well, we could see. But I think that's not going to happen. And I don't think it's going to have to get worse before it gets better.
A lot worse.
Karen Kettling, step one is to get rid of the voter fraud. Exactly. Look at Orange County, California. They aren't voting Democrat. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully Elon Musk can kind of turn some of those algorithms to the Secretary of State. The problem is here in Colorado is it's like if you were to say to Jenna Griswold, hey, the voter rolls are completely corrupt and and she'd be like, no. And are the passwords being leaked? No, that would never happen. I mean, they're like, yeah, that's our policy. That's our policy
Yeah, that's what
there
we do
to do
best.
that is to do that. Anything else you have?
Yeah, my favorite one. This is fun in the office space. So in the Denver DA's office under Beth McCann, there was a prosecutor who had risen fairly high in a really short amount of time, chew. And she announced that she's being sexually harassed by the one hot and male investigator they have, as a way of kind of bragging, and he's all over me. He's just kind of trying to, and then she vented some emails from him,
Oh,
saying,
she invented him?
he says, "You're a sex doll," and this guy, and then which means that all the other female prosecutors, which are a ton of them, shunned him, right? Going, "Oh, he's sexually harassing our poor little Miss Chu. What are we going to do? Boo him, boo him." And so he finally got, they finally took it out of the Denver office and gave it up to Fort Collins or something. They said, "Okay, well, give us your text, your phones and computers." And so when it came to arrive to get her, she said, "You won't believe this, but I've been so nervous. I dropped my phone into the toilet, and it just went, and the computer I spilled a glass of water over, and so it's just shot." So no, well, that's okay. Let us have them. Well, they were so ruined, I had to get rid of them. So they fired her, and she got disbarred the other day.
Oh, for making the whole thing up.
Yeah, and lying about it and everything else. I mean,
Well, there you go.
there you go. There's Office Politics 101. There's some beauty out there waiting for you. And you have no idea. You haven't even talked to
And all of a
her.
sudden, yeah, exactly. And tonight, so we'll talk about this on Friday. I think they're going to try to do a vote on Kash Patel, or at least to start the process,
No,
right?
they already have. He already passed the preliminary vote. Tomorrow night, I
Okay.
think tomorrow night he goes for the final vote.
Okay. And we're trying to get Scott Bottoms under somebody from the legislature too to just kind of talk about some of the
Yeah,
things that are going on
that's
there.
kind of a traitor,
And that,
traitor
yes,
public. Yeah.
exactly. And the Republicans, because we can't do anything about the Democrats, but we can do things about the Republicans.
And
So,
a highlight, a shout out for your viewing pleasure. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Canada versus the USA.
Oh, in hockey.
In hockey. In the last game between the two countries, which are endless booing by the Canadians and the Americans. In the first 9 seconds, there were three major fights. So if you're looking for a fight card, you're looking for a little hockey and looking for a little patriotism and xenophobia. Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
That'll do it for us, everybody. Thank you to everyone on
Bye-bye.
The guys at BBS. We'll see you on Party Friday.